My next guest will be one of many all-star performers on the 2020 Ultimate Disco Cruise next year. Best known for her hit Ring My Bell, it's Miss Anita Ward. Anita, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Hello. Hello to you.
So we're going to talk about that cruise in just a minute, but I know you're from Memphis, so a town that is very rich in music. So the first thing I just wanted to ask is tell me some of the folks you were listening to when you were growing up in Memphis.
Oh, wow. Some of the people that I was listening to, you know, the late Otis Redding, gosh, he was part of Stax Records. Mm-hmm. And so Otis, probably any of the guys who did Tavares, the Stylistics, those guys doing the harmonies, you know, with the beautiful ballads. People that some from Memphis, Carla Thomas. She was here, as a matter of fact, she still lives here.
Mm-hmm.
Carla Thomas and her father. And so, that's what I listened to, stuff that was probably mellow or romantic, and I like that type of music.
Right. Oh, me too. Speaking of Stack, I mean, I just wanted to mention one of my favorite songs of all time is I've Been Lonely for So Long by Frederick Knight. He recorded for Stack.
Oh, yes. And
I know.
Interesting that you said that.
Yeah, and
I know he was.
Go ahead.
Ring my bell.
Right, yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How did you guys get together?
Well, actually, we got together by my former manager, who had actually signed me up. He wanted to know if I wanted to become a recording artist. I met him in college. While in college, I was had actually auditioned for the play Godspell. And once he heard me sing, that's when he asked if I would like to become an artist after he had me sing a song that he had written. And from that time, he started taking me into studios to get me used to that sound. And he actually put 3 or 4 songs on a demo and started shopping it around to different companies. And Frederick Knight, who at the time, he had also worked at Stax, but Frederick mm-hmm. at that time had an independent label. And so that's who we ended up getting with, and that's how Frederick and I met.
So you're recording for Frederick, and then the story that I read, at least, is you're kind of one song short, and that's kind of how Ring My Bell got in there? Is that accurate?
Yes, that's true. That is accurate. And once he put that song in, you know, he said, this is probably going to be the one. And he just kept, you know, doing things with it, making it sound better and better. Being he's a musician, he
right.
could do that. And next thing we know, yeah, now it's history. But, yeah, that's what he did. That was the one.
So you had no idea it was going to be that huge when you did it, huh?
Oh, no, I certainly didn't, because I, being as I just told you earlier, I like ballads, and I wasn't that crazy about Ring My Bell. I feel foolish for having said that, but that just proves that I was young, and I didn't understand the music business.
Sure.
And I wanted to do a ballad, you know, and but we wanted to get people, as he suggested, let's put out something that people can sing along with, you know, a happy, you know, song. And so that's what we went with. And my goodness, it was certainly the right choice.
Absolutely. So I know you're going to be performing with some great disco-era bands, including the Jacksons, Commodores, Maxine Nightingale, Sister Sledge, the Tramps, goes on and on. And there's going to be a lot of great tribute acts as well on that cruise. Tell me how that came about.
This is called the Disco Cruise. So
mm-hmm.
you may, actually, there was, a gentleman by the name of Stephen Ford, and he has promoted stuff for me many times before. And he actually told us, or asked me about it about a year ago. It was about a year ago. And so that's how this came about. And so it just happens to be, since it's the Disco Cruise, it's got acts and more acts. And so all you have to do, the people, we want to tell them to go to ultimatecruise.com, because it's still availability for them to get, you know, in and be a part of this great event so that they can party with us and let's go back to the 70s and have a great time.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. And we're in Northwest Iowa, and you guys are going to set sail February 10th through the 15th. And I don't really want to be in Iowa in February, so the cruise sounds like a great time. So, Anita, once again, that website, ultimatediscocruise.com. Anita, thank you again for talking with me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much.